Okay, welcome to the Third City Podcast. This is episode number 19, I believe. This is your host. My name is Brandon Rubin, the brand on, with my various alii or aliases. I'm aspiring parent. Actually, I'm a parent. Educator. I guess I am an educator. But aspiring everythingologist, looking to understand everything and to figure it out and to share what I found with you. This week, we're going to continue Jimmy Beat's travels up Dew Mountain towards the School of Wishes. We're going to talk about love, a lot of love, and kisses talk this week. And I want to send a shout out to my cousin Nikki in Arizona and all the other new and old listeners for sticking with me. Please continue to provide energy and information in physical and spiritual ways in this direction. I'll look forward to seeing what I'm on the flip side. This week I'm going to try to, I came up with a catchphrase at the end, which is happy, safe, and special. That's thanks to my wife who came up with that phraseology and we're terming the foundations of our family life in terms of our goals and our foundational statement that we want to be happy, safe, and special, and so do our children to be the same. And I think another small phrase, which I'm going to try to start to use now at the beginning, is that our goal in Third City and life in general, that we should be curious and we should be present. So you should be blessed to be curious and be present. Let's go. This is your favorite DNA dog, Felix the dog, coming to you live from my ice cream truck deep in the bowels of the gray field, down here in garbage parked outside of the store, trying to warm up my truck and get ready for some ice cream sales today. I'm coming to you this week, chapter 19 of the Third City Podcast, and our word of the day is a word in the ancient language of the Hebrew. The word is love, or ahava. We don't call this word play, we call this word work, like William Wordsworth. We know that words are worth more than just the different dictionary definitions. Each word is a spell, a magic incantation, and we are the magicians, recognizing the relations between their letters and their order, syllables, abbreviations. Upside down, inside out, backwards, forwards, interpretations like the following. Now, when we think about love, imagine you saying to yourself, I like to eat something. I love fish. Now, when you're saying you love fish, what does that mean? Does it mean you love fish? No, it means you love to eat the fish. What it means is that love means that you love yourself. But in Hebrew and Hebrew, the word for love is the word ahava, which comes from the word Aramaic, which is ha, which means to give, that loving is giving. And when you give to somebody else, you like become a part of them. You increase the size of your identity. You encompass them as part of yourself. And in a certain sense, you love yourself or you love others by giving to them. You love them. That's why parents love children more than children like parents. This is a famous teaching of Noach Weinberg from Isha Torah. Now, it's interesting in Hebrew, too. There's something called gematria, which eats the Hebrew language is like the secret code that runs the universe. And the Hebrew letters are also numbers. And if you take the word ahava and you add it the numbers, it adds up to 13, which is the same a numerical value as, which is ahava, which is the same numeric value of echad, which is one. So you see that unity and love are connected to each other, kind of objectively through the Hebrew language. And it's interesting too that in the world at large, for some reason, 13 is a bad number. But I guess for us, sometimes the Torah sees the world upside down. Actually, 13 is, in a certain sense, the best number. And the Maharal from Prague, who built the Golem, points out that if you think of a cube has six sides, but if you paint the lines in your head, there are 12 lines that make up a cube, and the 13th thing is what holds all the different pieces, those lines together. That's also the unity of a cube, which is a representative of physical reality. So our word of the day today was love. Love means unity. Unity means giving. So I encourage you to love and to give. This is Double Helix, Felix the Dog, coming to you live from my ice cream truck deep in the bowels of Third City garbage, trying to make the world a brighter place with words. Have a great week. Do you ever want to send love, but you're not sure how? Hey, this is Propaganda Panda, also known as the Bipolar Bear. And this week, the podcast is sponsored by Dr. Free and Dr. Free merchandise. The merchandise that we're selling, actually, no, we're giving away this week is the Electric Kisses. It comes in various flavors. It's a lip balm. You're going to take that lip balm, the vanilla, the blackberry, the different flavors that we have. You're going to place them onto your lips. Right below that nose, you're going to take a whiff, feel that beautiful smell. Pucker up those lips, give an electric kiss, and send that message of love, caring, understanding, and kindness out into the world, and you'll see that it lands just where you need it to go. This week, it's 100% free. All you got to do is go to www.drfree.com, type in the coupon code ELECTRICKISSES. That's ELECTRICKISSES. And you have love coming from your mouth, from your lips, through your nose, and out into the world each and every day, each and every moment. It's a present. It's a gift. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. This is Propaganda Panda, also known as Bipolar Bear, for Dr. Free and Dr. Free merchandise. Hey, this is Mayor Ark here at Sharidima, the basement stiebel here in Third City, deep into the gray field, somewhere halfway between garbage and consumer space. And we're here with the tools of Dr. Free. We've been discussing the Jive Senses, Music, Math, Dance, Love, and Light. And we're on to this week talking about smell, which is the sense of love in the Jive Senses. Now, what is the sense of smell about? We see from Jewish sources that when the Messiah comes, the Messianic age, he'll be able to judge with his nose. We also see from the beginning of history that in the Garden of Eden, that the sin occurred with all the senses. She touched the fruit. She tasted the fruit. She ate the fruit. But she did not smell the fruit. So we see that the sense of smell is fundamental and foundational. In a few ways, this could be. It could be that the nose knows. That means the nose is a special type of sense. I feel like it's somewhere half between the spiritual and the physical. I mean, the spiritual senses are music and light. They're more ethereal, hearing and seeing. And the more physical senses are touch and taste. But smell is somewhere halfway in between, meaning it's physical and the nose needs to pick up things, but they're very small things can be picked up and can be done at a very distance, meaning light can be seen at a great distance, sound at a very great distance, they're very ethereal senses, closer to energy than matter. And touch and taste are very physical, matter-based, but nose is kind of right, the fine line down the middle, where you can smell something from far away because smells are our air, comes through the air, so you could smell them, they touch your nose, but it's also something that's like halfway between that kind of physical and the spiritual. So somehow that the balance of the nose is what makes it special. And we also know that the nose sometimes in Jewish sources represents both anger and patience. The nose is a barometer for basically how you look. Do you have a long nose? Erech Chapayim means that he's patient, that there's patience, which means you have a lot of built up love because you're patient. Or if you get angry, you have af. Charon af means that you're angry, and then your nose gets all bunched up and red. So there we see Rudolph the Red, just like with me, Brandon the Blue. We also see that concept of pheromones that throughout history and throughout nature, that the smell is what connects lovers and people and mates together. And also we know that we have a sense of smell for our family, for our home, things that are close to us, things that we're disgust us smell bad, and things that smell beautiful make us feel very good. There's a wonderful song called Chemicals Collide, which gets this across. It's Cloud Cult. Hate to quote a lot of music, but this is just one that very much comes to mind. So the lesson is that Dr. Free has the tool of smell. That smell is a smell comes from the nose. That nose is the love. And then we should all be blessed to feel that love through the nose. It's because the nose knows. This is Brandon the Blue signing off for Rudolph the Red. Have a wonderful week. So Jimmy Beat left the camp and the cave and the river near Ghost Eyes and headed through the woods.
Did he get the second tool?
He got his second tool, which was the second heart.
Yeah.
And he got his third tool, which was his electric kisses.
Did he get his fourth tool?
Well, now he's on his way to meet Alex Balance.
Oh.
And Ghost Eyes told him he had to go up through the woods, up to the plain and the prairie where Alex Balance's house was, and he could meet her there and get his next set of tools. But as he made his way through the woods, he came to a fork in the road. He could go right up to the prairie, or he could go left, deeper into the woods to the side of the mountain. Now he knew that Ghost Eyes told him he should go right, but when he got to the fork, he could hear something. What was it? It was a thumping sound. It sounded like music, drums. And he remembered it was the Carnival of Peace. They must be back from Third City. He really wanted to go to Third City. But he knew that Ghost Eyes wanted him to go up the mountain to get his tools and head to the School of Wishes. He didn't know what to do. He looked left and right. And then he decided not to listen to Ghost Eyes and head for the Carnival of Peace.
Why did he do that?
The music was calling him. He could hear the music and he wanted to really help the kids in Third City. He knew the people at the Carnival of Peace were setting up a daycare center near Paradise, and he wanted to go work there. So he took his turn down the path, and he's got closer, the music got louder and louder.
Why?
And when he arrived, there was a clearing, an opening in the woods, and he could see it was almost like a little tent city set up in the woods.
Why did he not listen to the Ghost Eyes?
Well, he had a struggle because he knew he's supposed to go up the mountain and listen to Ghost Eyes, but he wanted to do something different. So what he thought was right and what he felt was right was different. He decided to do what he felt was right. I guess we'll see what happens.
That's
good. Oh. So when he got to the Carnival of Peace, it was like a clearing in the woods, and there was little tents, little kitchen set up with fires and food cooking, and there was also stages set up for shows, because the Carnival of Peace was kind of like a carnival, kind of like a circus. And as he approached, it looked like someone was going on to stage, and there was a few people gathered around,
and it was a gorilla. He remembered the gorilla from the school bus. And then he started to sing. I am the vanilla, vanilla gorilla. I have a white cane and a white top hat. And the gorilla did have a white cane and a white top hat. And then he continued his song. I open up my suitcase, my briefcase, my staircase, and then I disappear just like that. And he opened up a briefcase. And inside the briefcase was a suitcase. And inside the suitcase was a staircase. And Vanilla Gorilla walked down the staircase like a magic trick. And with a poof and a puff of smoke, he disappeared. And then I disappear just like that. Everyone went, huh? And then, flying down from the trees, came the Vanilla Gorilla. And he sang, I don't wanna work in paradise anymore. Da da, da da, da da. I don't wanna work in paradise anymore. Da da, da da, da da. I am the vanilla, vanilla gorilla. And then the vanilla gorilla stopped and he took a bow. Everyone clapped. And then he made a speech. He said, I am the Vanilla Gorilla. I used to work in paradise entertaining the people between casket call games, gambling, and shopping. And then I got sick of being there, an animal stuck in Third City. And I left. I met Felix the dog, and I escaped. But I want to go back. And I have an idea. I'm going to need some helpers. And they said, what do you want to do? He said, I want to go back. I want to go back to Third City. I want to work in the Carnival of Peace and try to help the kids that are there. Find them. Help scare away the spirit spies. I have an idea. It's called Vanilla Gorilla Theater. And me and my friend, come on up, Mark. And jumped on the stage as a young boy. He said, this is my friend Mark, Mark Determination. We have a little act. What we do is, the way we scare away the spirit spies is by asking lots of questions. Because people that have spirit spies stuck in their brain, covering their third eye, causes a glitch when you ask them questions. So we ask them lots of questions. We answer questions with questions. We say more and more questions to each other. It's called Vanilla Gorilla Theater. Want to see? Jimmy Beat said, I'd like to see. So the Vanilla Gorilla said, come on up on stage. So Jimmy Beat jumped onto the stage, and Vanilla Gorilla said, what's your name? He said, I'm Jimmy Beat. He said, you lose. He said, I lose? I wouldn't know we're playing a game. That's the game we're playing. It's the question game. The more questions you ask, the more you have to think and be curious. And that's what gets the spirit spies to get scared and go away. So then Jimmy Beat said, what's your name? The Vanilla Gorilla said, hey, what's that over there? And then Jimmy Beat said, hey, what's your name? To Mark Determination. Mark Determination said, what kind of forest do you think that we're in? And went back and forth and back and forth with questions. And Jimmy Beat realized that as he was doing it, the spirit spies that were stuck in his head started to twist out like a spiral, like a screw. And one of them fell out to the floor, fizzled, and disappeared. Jimmy Beat said, I feel so much better. And Vanilla Gorilla said, would you like to come with us? You could be part of our team. All we have to do is convince Reuben Good and Lurie to send us down. This is our warm-up. We have to go perform in front of them and see if they'll let us go. Jimmy Beat said, actually, I'm not really supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be getting my other school supplies, my tools from Alex Balance. I'm supposed to be going to the School of Wishes. And the Mark Determination said, you haven't been to the School of Wishes yet? And Jimmy Beat said, no. He said, I don't think it's safe for you to be here. You should probably go. And he said, why? He said, because the Walligator. If you haven't been to the School of Wishes, the wild alligator can smell you. He could attack any moment. So what do I do? Said Jimmy B. I don't know. Come with us. We'll go to Reuben Good and the Ree and ask them what we should do. This is the Infinite Elephant. You're here with the Banalis Podcast. I'm here outside of Third City, inside of the house of the Anonymous Hippopotamus, in the basement lab of the Infinite Elephant. Here we're talking about the history of Third City, 22.2 on your dial, WEWE Pirate Radio. Hopefully Brandon the Bluesmith is safe out there in Third City, doing his undercover work, and we'll see him next week. This week, we're going to talk about the myth of the monster known as the Walligator. Now, we don't know much about the Walligator, but we know the Walligator lives outside of Third City. We believe the Walligator is a conglomeration of spirit spies that they high have figured that they cannot send spirit spies in individual packets out of Third City because we will destroy them with our fondue balls and our tools and skills that we've developed to vocalize from learning from Dr. Free. But the Walligator seems to be a new advance in the AI in trying to take us down. It's something like a Bigfoot, a Loch Ness Monster, a conglomeration of spirit spies that lives in the woods and is hunting the Carnival of Peace, Dew Mountain, and we assume these amphibious and looking to get into the School of Wishes. Now, most of the people and the animals who have joined the Carnival of Peace have learned to fight off the Walligator, but the Walligator could smell new blood. So if you're coming outside of Third City, and you're coming to the Carnival of Peace, beware of the Walligator. Beware of traveling on your own. This is as much information as I have. We've been gathering undercover evidence, thanks to Propaganda Panda and Brandon the Bluesmith. Hopefully in the future we'll know more about the Walligator and how to fight this menace to society. This is the Infinite Elephant. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. Hello, this is Baruch Meir ben Yonah Halevi with Synchronicity, also known as Hashkacha Pratis, Hashkacha Pratit. Something happened just now, so I'm recording this as it's happening, just because sometimes when you feel that, I guess I felt like it's worth remembering. This is like a little more personal, but it's home, so it happens to be that, I don't know. Me and my wife have our oldest son is in eighth grade, and we're trying to figure out a place for him to go to school next year. He'll go to a private Jewish school called a yeshiva, and we've kind of settled on one of two options, either kind of keeping him close to home or sending him to a particular school in Milwaukee. And so I was doing some shopping at a particular place, and it was just a very small amount of people who are there. And the two people that came exactly when I arrived, like literally, are very like clearly representative of the two options, because the one person is like the head of the school that's nearby, and the other person is related to a teacher of mine who is connected to the school in Milwaukee. So I felt like sometimes
you come to a fork in the road in your life, you're not sure which way to go. And literally, I felt like as I was shopping, I was looking at the fork directly in the eyes. So which way will the fork lead? I'm not sure. But I felt blessed to see my life unfolding in the present towards the future in the fork of the road, in the synchronicity of events that I just experienced. I thought I would share it with you. Okay, this is Baruch Meir Ben Yonah Halevi with this week's episode of Synchronicity, also known as Hashkacha Pratis or Hashkacha Pratit. Have a wonderful week. Okay, you've reached the flip side. Hope you are listening. You are curious and you are present in your listening. I want to thank everyone for joining me this week. I did make a trailer, which I was encouraged to do, and posted it, I don't know, in the feed there. You can check it out. It's about a 1 minute explanation of what the podcast is supposed to be about, and with some words and my voice, so feel free to share it, send it, or give me some feedback about it. I think it's a good way of encapsulating what I'm trying to do here, and hopefully that's helpful in spreading the message further on for those who can be valuably touched by it. Everyone should have a wonderful week. You should be blessed to be happy, to be safe, and to know that you're special.